really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
How
much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein Marashi, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all the brothers and sisters out there, the lovers of books and the lovers of the Quran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from the Islamic Republic of Iran, and we are Bookshelf, that program which just loves books. So recite the Holy Quran so much as is feasible. This is from chapter Al-Muzammil, chapter 73, verse 20. For us Muslims, the Quran holds this very special place in religion. The only completely reliable book for the Shia is the Quran. It is the unchanged word of God, revealed to the Prophet and immaculately delivered to us. The Quran is the book by which all else is judged. We also use narrations and traditions from the Prophet, but since there are many fake narrations that have been added to the Islamic treasury of knowledge, even they must be judged according to the Quran. They must not contradict the Quran. Muhammad was the final prophet, the final person to receive revelations from God. Revelations are one of the most important pillars of every religion. So what are we to do without revelation? The Prophet answers himself, where he states that he leaves behind the Quran and his Ahlul Bayt, two which, if completely honored, will prevent us from being misguided. Some Muslims are completely attached to the Quran, leaving the Ahlul Bayt behind, while others are completely attached to the Ahlul Bayt, forgetting the Quran altogether. Both are important. IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from the Islamic Republic of Iran, welcomes you back to Bookshelf. So I was talking about the importance of noticing the Quran. The book that I want to introduce to you today is called Pursuing Excellence, The Guide to Memorizing the Holy Quran. It's been authored by S. Al-Hakim. The Quran is the book that takes us from darkness to light, from misguidance to guidance, from the path of the devil to that of God. It's important to be familiar with the Quran for our eternal journey. However, most people seldom read the Quran. In many households, the Quran is a decoration on the shelves of the house, brought out only ceremoniously. Some families do read the Quran, but only in Ramadan. We need the Quran for our spiritual journey as much as we need common sense and the Ahlul Bayt. So we need to be frequently in discussion with the Quran, reading the verses and thinking about what we have read. Well, one way to do so is to attempt to memorize the Quran. I know this isn't easy, but the challenge itself is an incentive for intimacy with the Quran. We might not memorize the entire Quran, but we'll have memorized it more than most others, and we'll understand it better too. Memorization requires constantly reading and repeating. We think about the words that have been used, why a specific word, not the other, how the verses have been arranged, and all of that stuff, in order to easier memorize the Quran. And that basically makes us even more familiar with the book. So are you convinced to take up this method and give it a try? Do you need help with that? Well, you're lucky, because today we'll be introducing a book for you to help you with the memorization of Quran. The text explores the importance of memorizing the Holy Quran in light of the Holy Book itself and many traditions of the Holy Prophet and the pure Imams of the Ahlul Bayt. It gives also many practical suggestions that will help anyone who would like to start memorizing the Holy Book at any age. Alright, so let's take a look at the book. It's called Pursuing Excellence, The Guide to Memorizing the Quran. It's 78 pages, but keep in mind, this is not a book that you want to read from cover to cover. It's a book that you read, practice, and then you read the next section. First, it talks about Satan's whispers and tells you to be careful about that. Part 1 talks about why memorize the Holy Quran, while Part 2 talks about how to memorize the Holy Quran. You feel all alone in this world, and there's nobody to count your tears. Just remember, no matter where you are, Allah knows. Allah knows. When you're carrying a monster load and you wonder how far you can go, with every step on that road that you take, Allah knows. IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from the Islamic Republic of Iran, welcomes you back to Bookshelf. So I was talking about Pursuing Excellence, the Guide to Memorizing the Holy Quran. All right, I'm going to read page 21, which is about implementing the Holy Quran is a prerequisite. There are two kinds of scholars, one who upholds and implements their knowledge, they are saved, and another who disregards their knowledge, they face destruction. The people of the hellfire will be troubled by the putrid stink of the scholar who disregards their knowledge. And certainly, the most regretful of hell are those who invite others to Allah, and the invitee responds and accepts and answers the call, and so enters paradise, and the one who is inviting enters hell for not implementing their knowledge. Imam Ali speaks of the Prophet's words. Narrations 4 and 5 make it evident that it is the implementation of the Holy Quran and not the memorization of the words alone that leads to the beneficial effects and protection of the Holy Quran to the one who holds it. And it only leads to destruction to those who ignore the knowledge, message, and instructions carried within it. Those hellbound individuals who had memorized the Holy Quran but showed enmity to the purified household, fighting and killing them and their supporters, benefited not from the Holy Quran in their hearts, but rather it added to their losses, as evident in the Holy Quran. And we send down of the Quran that which is a healing and a mercy to the believers, and the unbelievers it increases not, except in loss. I read that part to talk about the importance of actually acting according to the Quran and not just memorizing it. Alright, now let's go to page 29, which is about memory and cognition is maintained. The Prophet and the divinely guided Imams have been reported on multiple occasions ordering and recommending the memorization of the Holy Quran, and taking their advice in doing so is the path to happiness and perfection in this world and the hereafter.
A whisper of peace, whisper of moving peace, through the land, through Allah the will land. Surely Allah run to us, but do we understand? A word of a hope, word a call to every woman and man, woman and light man. Until the light end of time, ends this time, Islam. This a whisper of a peace, whisper of moving peace, through the land, through Allah the land. Will surely Allah run to us, but do we understand? A word of a hope, word a call to every woman and man, woman and a light until the end of time. Or is this just a waste of rhyme? What if we run out of time? Is this our Islam?
Bookshelf from IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran, welcomes you back. We were reading the book Pursuing Excellence, The Guide to Memorizing the Holy Quran by S.L. Al-Hakim. Let's keep reading. The Prophet and the divinely guided Imams themselves are bearers of the Holy Quran and encourage their families and supporters to do so. The supplications that seek help in memorizing the Holy Quran are in themselves testimony to the weight put on memorization of the Holy Quran. not only were rewards for the hereafter described, but material rewards should be used to encourage memorization, including annual income from the Islamic treasury. It is a shield against the fire of hell, and one who starts young and has the Holy Quran infused into their flesh and skin will certainly be protected. There are medical benefits such as the protection of the mind and intellect from the diseases that may be seen, such as Alzheimer's, and improvement of memory that other texts such as poetry does not have. In taking in the challenge to memorize the Holy Quran, you use your time and every moment you have in preserving what you have memorized through regular reviews and in learning new ayahs. This makes you one who is associated with the Holy Quran. Many narrations describe different surahs to be recited in different prayers, especially in the night prayer, where long surahs are recommended. On the other hand, reading from the pages of the Holy Quran during prayers is not recommended. The conclusion is that one must memorize these surahs in order to be able to recite them during the prayers. And so point by point, it starts speaking about the various reasons to why and how you can memorize the Quran. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time I have. But in case you missed it, don't worry. We introduced Pursuing Excellence, the Guide to Memorizing the Holy Quran by Al-Hakim. You can download this book from al-islam.org, and if you missed our program, you can download an archive from our website and also give us your opinions and suggestions. You were listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from the Islamic Republic of Iran, and from me and the whole team here on Bookshelf. Till next week, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.